Scotty, there's someone at the door. Well, they'll have to put the baby in the crib. Come in.
Oh, well, hello, boys. How are y'all? Oh, I'm glad to see you. Sit down and make yourself at home.
How are you, Dad?
I'm all right. How are you?
Hey, Gary, you're looking great.
You're looking fine yourself?
Say, Dad.
What?
You remember those stories you used to tell us down to O'Brien?
Oh, sure, I remember them well.
Say, Dad, tell us a couple now.
Oh, sure, I'm too old for that sort of thing now.
Go on, Dan. Tell us
one. Well, now, if you're going to be persistent, I suppose I'll have to tell you a few. I'll tell you a few stories about McCann. You know, Mac was the greatest man in the world for getting into an argument you ever saw in all your life. He got into an argument the other day with a German and a Frenchman about the size of the guns they have over on the other side. The German says they had a gun over there, shot a 4-inch shell. When it struck the ground, it exploded and killed everyone for a mile around. The Frenchman says they had one, killed everyone for 2 miles around. Mac says, you're not in it. We got a gun over there, an Irish shoots a 4-inch shell. When it strikes the ground, it digs a hole 4 miles wide, 4 miles deep, and then starts throwing bricks. Well, you know, Mac got a job over here in an ammunition factory, and one day after his work was over, he went into a saloon and he called for a drink. He had the drink and he started to walk out without paying for it, and the bartender says, here, you haven't paid for that yet. Mac says, it's all right, I'm working in the ammunition factory, making ammunition for the German army. I'll be in Saturday night and I'll pay you for it. The German saloon keeper was standing at the end of the bar and he come over to Mac and he says, what's that you say? You make ammunition for the German army? Mac says, that's what I do. So the German got curious and says, well, if you make ammunition for the German army, how you get it over there? Mac says, well, we ship it over to England and they shoot it over at them. I never forget Mac went over to Ireland to visit some friends just before the war broke out. Well, just as he landed over there, they were taking up the conscription. One day, an officer walked up to Mac and says, would you mind joining the army? He says, you know, the Germans have 3 men to hold one. And as one Irishman is as good as 3 Germans, we'd like to have all the Irishmen we can get. Mac says, all right, I'll go along with you. They took him off, put him into the trenches, and one day before a great battle was starting, he stuck his head up and saw 3 Germans in an opposite trench. He pulled up his gun, fired 3 shots, and killed the 3 of them. He threw the gun into the trench, lit his pipe, and started to walk off the battlefield. The captain says, here, where are you going? Mac says, I'm going home. What for, says the captain? Well, didn't you tell me they had 3 to 1? Well, then what do you think I am? A bloody hog. I've killed my 3. Divide the rest of them up among the other boys.
You're all right, man.
Bad cess to you now with your knives. You've gone and woke the baby up again. Oh, well, I suppose I'll have to put her asleep again. Say, Maggie, would you mind playing me a bit of a tune on the piano there? Wrong cabay baby on the tree top, make her when the wind blows, the cradle will wrong. And when the bow breaks, the cradle will fall. Then down will come baby cradle and all. Holy ay, holy ay. When George hit the road, lay the doodle day, extreme bomb, holy ay, holy ay, and the pride of me home is me, mama's baby. Hold your wish now, Gary, she's gone to sleep again. Now I'll go and put her away into the bed and I'll be right back and I'll tell you a few more stories, but for the love of Mike, keep quiet. Don't make so much noise now.